Jesus rides a Harley. Are there going to be Harley in heaven there, brother? You know, I was wondering now, are there going to be Harleys in heaven?
Well, I know that there's a Victory motorcycle, and there is Victory in Jesus.
Okay, man. I love you, man. Praise God. God is good. Hallelujah. Hey, stand this morning and turn over to Luke chapter 1 and verse 38. I want to talk about changing your atmosphere today. Changing your atmosphere. You know, sometimes our atmospheres need to change. Our atmospheres in life need to change. We need to have a change in atmosphere. Praise God. And boy, this is just good. You know, I just could not get off this today because I'm just a word guy. I am just a word guy. I love the word. And, you know, it's amazing what the word will do in your life.
Yes.
It just has such power. And, man, just positive impact in our life, okay? Then Mary said, "Behold, the maidservant of the Lord, let it be to me according to your word." Let it be to me according to your word. Man, amen. I am so thankful Mary said that. Let it be to me according to your word. And when it happened, she became pregnant. Amen. Instantly, you know. Wow, what child. Praise God. Hold up your Bibles this morning. Let's say it. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. And I can do what it says I can do. Today, I boldly confess, my mind is clear, my heart is open to receive God's word, and I will never be the same, never, never the same. In Jesus' name, amen. Give somebody a high five and say, it's time to change your atmosphere. Amen. Wow. Hey, have you ever been in a situation, guys, where you walked into a room and you could instantly sense an atmosphere? Negative. Have you ever walked into a room and you sense, in fact, have you ever walked into a room and you knew they were talking about you? Huh? Have you ever done that? You know, all of a sudden it gets real quiet, you know, and everybody kind of looks the other way. And you know, have you ever done that? And it's amazing because it all starts with words. And words set atmosphere. Words set atmosphere. Either it's a positive or it's a negative. Either it's a great vibe going on or it's a bad vibe going on. And it really starts out of words. And you know, Mary had a choice to say, "Be it unto me according to your word." But she said, and it started such a positive impact on the whole world. The world was changed by her word. All the world was changed by receiving the word and speaking the word that she had. And so it's really critical, guys, of what we say and how we say it, because so much of that sets the atmosphere in our life to receive. We can have a negative atmosphere in our house. We can have a positive atmosphere, and it's all by words. What you say out of your mouth can change from a positive to a negative in a second. It can do that with your life. It can do it in your life. You know, the Bible says, and the word says, what? Life and death are in what? Are in the power of your tongue. Amen. Proverbs what? 18, 20, 21. Life and death. Let's look at this a second. Proverbs 18, 20, 21. Life and death. Man, this is powerful. Life and death are in the power of your tongue. Can you put that up there, guys? Proverbs 18, 20, 21. Amen. The Lord rewarded me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanness of my hands. He has, not Psalms. There you go. Thank you. Death and life are where? In the power of the tongue. We talked about this last week. There's where death and life are. Death and life. Guys, I don't know about you. What's the next verse say? Death and life are in the power of the tongue. Verse 22. He who finds a wife finds a good thing. I love that. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. And so you need to speak right over your relationship if you want to find a wife. Verse 20, back up. Amen. I like that one too, though, honey. She quotes me that all the time. He that finds a wife finds a good thing. I say amen to that. Amen. Amen. Stomach shall be satisfied from the fruit of what? His mouth. From the produce of his lips shall he be what? How are we going to be filled? By what we say. By what we say is so important. It determines our atmosphere, our attitude in life, and how we receive. If we are going around saying negative things all the time, you know what? A lot of people don't even check their mind and their mouth. They don't check what they're thinking about, and they don't check about what they're saying. And if we go around and we're thinking negative all the time, and you know, part of this, part of all of this is people don't have a proper perspective of who God is. If you think God is always out to get you, you're going to always go around in a negative mindset. If you think God is always going to judge you or out to condemn you, or, you know, you're going to go around, or he's a stingy God, you're going to go around in this attitude all the time of a terrible attitude, because you don't have a proper perspective of who God is. But when you know who God is and how much he loves you, how can you not say good things out of your mouth all the time? 1 Samuel 3:17, remember we looked at this, the word dabar is used here as things. Remember this? In the Bible, the words and things are used interchangeably, meaning words are things and words become things. Dabar in the Hebrew is a tool given by God so that humans can walk in their dominion. Our words have dominion. This is so important. I want you to understand this morning. Your words produce authority and dominion in your life. Your words result. I've been in situations where there was such negativity going on, and it's changed just by a word. Amen. And God can change your situations in your life, in your home, in your family, in your work, just by the words you speak out of your mouth. It is so important that you understand this. God can change the words at Charis Bible College by the words you speak out of your mouth. Just wanted to throw that in there. Amen. When you speak words, you speak things into existence. When you speak words, you speak things, positive things, good things, or bad things. You speak them into existence. When you speak those words are so powerful. You can frame your world by your words. And worlds are framed by your word. And God wants you to be set up to receive everything he has for you. God wants you to be set up. And the way you set it up is by what you think about and what you speak on. Thank you for your enthusiasm. Amen. Faith is the word of God, which is substance of things hoped for. Faith is the word of God, which is substance of things hoped for. Look at Hebrews 11:1. Look at this, Hebrews 11:1. Faith is, Mary spoke the word. She said, be it unto me according to your word. And action took place. God responded to what Mary said. Amen. God still responds to what we say. It is so important and so vital. Now, faith is the substance of what? Things. The substance of things. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. Faith is the substance of words. Faith is the substance of things. Dabar, words, things. Amen. Hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Look at this. Next verse, second verse. For by it the elders obtained a good testimony. By faith. By faith we understand that the worlds were framed by what? By the word spoken. It's by the word spoken. The world was framed. God framed the world by the word that was spoken. Your life is the same way. It's framed by the word you speak. And if you're lining up your mouth with his word, you can't go wrong. But you can't allow the oldness to come into your life and just take over, and you start saying the old things, and you start cursing what God has already blessed. Don't curse what God's blessed. Amen. Go back and say, well, you know, I really don't know if I'm going to receive that. Don't curse what God has said. Amen. Man, just go back and say, God, I agree with what you say. No matter how I feel, no matter what I see, I agree with what your word is telling me. My mouth is in line with what your word says. It will radically change everything in your life. You'll wake up in the morning and you'll just be so filled with God and so filled with his word, because it just changes everything in your life. But if you fall back into that negativity all the time, you can't do that. You can't afford to do that. Look what he says. so that the things which are seen were not made of things which are visible. Wow. Amen. Those things, words, praise God, the word that he spoke created all that we have today, right? Amen. Things are heard before they are seen. Things are heard before they are seen. Listen to this. Satan does not have the authority to use words to write, to rule in this world. Did you hear what I said? Satan does not have authority to use words to rule in this world. Only you do. Only you do. He does not have the authority. Look at Isaiah chapter 14, 12 through 15. Isaiah chapter 14, 12 through 15. You have the right to use God's word to bring his will to pass. You alone have the right to use God's word to bring his will to pass. You got to know what his will is before it will come to pass. If you think that, you know, God only heals some and it's only his will to heal some, then you've got a wrong word on it. But if you think it's God's will to heal not only some but everyone according to his word, you've got a right word on it. If you think it's just God's word to prosper some but not you, then you have a wrong word on it. Thank you for your enthusiasm again. How are you fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How are you cut down to the ground, you who weaken the nations? For you have said in your heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will also sit on the mount of the congregation on the farthest sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like what? The Most High. Look at verse 15. Yet you shall be brought down to Sheol. You shall be into the lowest depths of the pit. Why? What was happening? Satan was trying to take and usurp the authority that God gave to man. And Satan had no authority to speak into this earth. Only God gave man the authority to speak into this earth. Satan does not have the authority that he gave man. Satan tried to get that authority or thought he had that authority, but he had not that authority. God only gave that dominion to man here on this earth. So you have the right to use God's word to bring his will to pass. God created you in his image and his likeness. He did not create Satan in his image and likeness. He created you. So Satan thought that he had the same creative ability when he said, I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. Later he realized that God's only given authority and power was to humans and not to him. So Satan's plan is to persuade people to speak his words of fear and doubt to cause chaos in their lives. If he can get you to say it, hello, because he can't say it because he realizes he doesn't have the authority. What he was always trying to get from Adam and Eve is what they had. And he's trying the same thing today. He's trying to get from you what God gave you. Amen. And he does that with the power of suggestion. And if he can get you to speak it, because he knows you have the authority and he doesn't. That's why he has the power of suggestion, and that's all he has. But if he can get you to say it under pressure, in a situation when you're looking at your bank account and it doesn't look too good, and you say, oh, what am I going to do? I'll tell you what you're going to do. You can say, my God supplies all my needs according to his riches and glory. Hallelujah. I know I serve a God that is prospering me. I know I serve a God who loves me. I know I serve a God who says, I wish and desire above all things that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. Hallelujah. No, devil, you're not going to get me to say something out of my mouth that is contrary to the word of God. I'm not agreeing with you. I'm agreeing with him. I'm agreeing with his word and what his word says, what I'm going to say, because I'm changing the atmosphere in my life, in my home, in my family, and in my checkbook, because I know you love me unconditionally. Even if I blew it, God, you still love me. No matter what pressure the devil may put on me, I know what I'm going to say. I'm going to line my mouth up with your word, and I'm going to speak your word. I'm going to speak your authority. I will see it come to pass because you promised in your word. And Satan, I will not be moved by my emotions or what you say to me in my mind. I can take authority over my mind, and I speak the word of life. Amen. But so many times we come under pressure, or we're used to saying it's flu season. I feel like the flu's coming on. I feel like I'm getting a cold. No, I am the healed of the Lord.
Yes, yes, yes.
It may attack you, but if you get into that negative, you'll keep it a lot longer than you should have. If you get back over there and, hey, I know by his stripes I'm healed. I'm going to walk in divine health. I'm not going to receive this into my body. Lord, you teach me and tell me what you need me to do right now. I will do it.
Yes, yes.
Amen. Lord, if I need to drink more water, maybe I haven't been drinking. Lord, what do I need to do?
Amen.
And then you listen to his voice and you follow that. But you don't give in to the enemy and start saying things out of your mouth and creating such a negative atmosphere. That's why I even hate going on Facebook at times, because there's such a negative atmosphere. Everybody just tells everything about everybody and everything else. And I'm thinking, how do people even survive? They don't. They barely get by because their life is chaos all the time. They're living from one crisis to the next. As soon as that crisis is over, another. Why? Because they frame their words by what they speak. I refuse to do that, folks.
Yes.
I'm going to live in peace. I'm going to live in harmony. I'm going to live in prosperity. I'm going to live in health. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And you can too.
Yes.
And the devil, he is just so good at suggesting, just like he was to Adam and Eve. You think you're any different? He suggested to them. They fell for it. He's out to get your authority and to cause you to speak what you shouldn't be speaking.
Uh-huh.
Man, good Christmas message, Pastor. Why? Because some of you are going to be around some of them negative relatives of yours. And they're going to bring up stuff from your past. And they're going to talk about the past. Because when people, you know, it's funny when you get around people, they just want to talk about the past. Forget about it. You know, it's amazing. And they'll bring up all, hey, Susie, you remember when you used to do this? And you acted like this? And you did that? And, oh, my gosh, I remember when you did this. You know, and bringing up all that stuff in your life that you don't even want to hear about. So you need to set your Christmas with an atmosphere of Jesus, of his forgiveness and unconditional love. And when you open up your mouth, you just make sure it comes out something good and positive. Hallelujah. Speak over them people. If you have to go into the closet for a while, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm changing my atmosphere right here in this closet. Me and you, God. Hey, hallelujah. Glory. And you come out. Oh, thank you, Jesus. All smiling and full of Jesus. Amen. Praise God, because you know how it is. I know how some of you are. I've got some of them relatives. I go around, I'm going, oh, my gosh, do I have to put up with this for a day? Help me, Jesus. Let me get through this. Amen. Don't let me come out of there. Because, you know, it's amazing. You can go into so many things affect you. What you watch, what you listen to, what you hear affects your emotional psyche. And you come out of movies sometimes, you're feeling great or you're feeling sad, you're all teared up, you're about to cry, you know, old Yeller died and it's you know, it's all over and there you are and you're down there with Yeller and you're yelling too and whatever it might be, man, you know? Man. Wow. Satan's plan is to persuade people to speak his words of fear and doubt to cause chaos in their life. His first attempt to rule a man's authority was in the garden. He is still trying to get people to turn their authority over to him by persuading them with pressure to speak negative things that don't line up with the word of God. That's what he does. That's what happens in your life when you feel that pressure coming on and to open your mouth and say something out of your mouth that doesn't line up with God's words and curse what God is wanting to bless. Don't, man, God's already blessed it. Why do you want to curse it? Don't curse, don't nurse it, don't rehearse it, and don't curse it. Hello? Hey, listen to this. Turn over to Numbers 14:26. The children of Israel spoke fear and doubt when they complained continually about their uncomfortable circumstances. And they begin to just complain and spew out all this stuff, and they spoke words into their life that came to pass. Look at this, Numbers 14, 26 through 28. And the Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron, saying, "How long shall I bear with this evil congregation who complain against me? I have heard the complaints which the children of Israel make against me. Say to them, as I live, says the Lord, just as you have spoken in my hearing, just as you have spoken in my hearing, there is such power we have and don't even realize it. You are a speaking spirit made in the image of God. Speak what God says and only what God says, amen, and let it be there." That's why Jesus said, "Let your yea be yea and your nay be nay." Hello? Are you hearing what I'm saying? So people who murmur and complain are considered evil in God's sight. Now, God still loves you. He just doesn't like what you're saying. He still loves you. A murmurer is a complaint in a low voice, almost like a grumble. You ever see anybody do that? You know they want to say something. Oh, they're just complaining. Well, we are, you know, America is the most blessed nation, and we're so full of complaints. I don't have this. Everybody's got that. Wish I had one of them. Why don't I have one of them? I'm going to get one of them getting dead. All complaining. Be thankful. Me and my wife woke up, you know, yesterday or today, I can't remember. She says, "You know, honey, I'm so thankful for our house. Y'all ain't been over to my house. I don't have a big house. I have a small house." It's like, how many square feet we have? 1,700. It's big compared to some people in the world. 1,700 square feet, two bedrooms, you know. But I love it. It's great. It's a nice little, I'm thankful for my house. Hallelujah. Thankful I got running water. Thankful. I am so thankful for my shower. I tell my wife over here, I am thankful for my shower. When I come home off the road, I say, I got a shower on the road. I sleep in hotels, folks. But there's just something about being home. It's like, wow, thank you. I'm thankful for my bed. Thankful for my bagel in the morning. Amen. Man, I'm just like, whoa, I'm so thankful. Praise God. Thankful for my wife, most of all. Amen. Besides Jesus, my kids, right? Hello? Jesus first, her second, right? Y'all hearing me? Kids third, fourth, or fifth, something like that. No, amen. So listen, hang on here. Listen a few minutes, okay? To complain is to express grief, pain, and discontent. To complain is to express grief, pain, or discontent. As a result of the Israelites' behavior, many of them died in the wilderness. The Israelites' negative word framed their lives. They were unaware of the power of their words and the impact it had in the kingdom. They constantly doubted God and they despised Moses, complaining he brought them out into this wilderness to die. Their words became their reality. That's what happened. Whatever you say will be done to you exactly the way you say it. Wow. You think about that, man. So Moses' failure to use the power of words prevented him from going into the promised land. Do you realize that? Look at Numbers 28 through 12. Numbers 28 through 12. Moses was destined for the promised land. Now, he got there because of God's grace. Amen. He did. Look in the New Testament. Moses was there at the Mount of Transfiguration. He got there because of God's grace. How cool is that? But look at this. No, we're not there, brother. We are over in Numbers 20, 8 and 12. Number 20, there you go. Take the rod, you and your brother Aaron, gather your congregation together. Do what to the rock? God was setting this up right there for man to see. What did he say to do to the rock? Who is the rock? Jesus is the rock. And God said, speak to the rock. Speak to the rock before their eyes, and it will yield its water. Life-giving water. Life. It will yield life. Speak to the rock, and it will yield life. Hallelujah. Amen. Thus you shall bring water for them out of the rock and give drink to the congregation and their, what? Animals. Wow. So Moses took the rod from the Lord as he commanded him. And Moses and Aaron gathered and assembled together before the rock. And he said to them, hear now, you rebels. Must we bring water for you out of this rock? Must we do this? You think Moses was a little irritated by that time? After living there with all that negativity for long, I imagine he didn't take the rock rod and bop them over the head, right? Then Moses lifted his hand and struck the rock twice with his rod, and water came out abundantly. God is still so good. God is still so good. Even when we disobey, God is still good. Isn't that amazing? So God told Moses to speak to the rock to get the water to flow, and he wanted him to do it in the presence of the Israelites. He wanted that. Out of anger towards the people, Moses disobeyed God. He hit the rock. But if Moses had spoken to the rock as God had instructed him, he would have sanctified God in the eyes of the people. God wanted to show the children of Israel his power was not in Moses' rod, but in Moses' words. He wanted to show them that it wasn't in the rod, but in the words. The people were looking at the rod, but it's really the words, folks. The words that he spoke, and that's what he was saying. So Jesus demonstrated that. He demonstrated, look over in Matthew chapter 21, verse 19. We're all going to lunch together so I can keep you longer today. Hallelujah. How's that? Matthew 21, except for Jeff. And he wanted to go real bad, and I wanted the Grinch to go with us because it's not Christmas without the Grinch, right? And that's how some of us feel at times, you know. We're the Grinch, right? Okay. Matthew 21, 19, amen. And seeing a fig tree by the road, he came to it and found nothing on it but what? And said to it, let no fruit grow on it ever again. And immediately what happened? The fig tree had to obey the words. Wow. The fig tree had to obey the words of Jesus. Amen. That's what happened. So when he discovered that the tree did not have any fruit on it, he said, let no fruit grow on it. And immediately it happened. Jesus told the disciples that they could do the same thing. He could do, and greater could they do. Amen. Because we have the word written, given to us. We have the word, guys. So, you know, when we go through life, choose your words carefully. When you feel the pressure of life coming in, choose your words carefully. What are you going to say? I guarantee, I want you to practice something this week. When you're in your house, in your business, whatever you're doing, start speaking encouraging words. Speak words of life over your family. Speak words of life. Be thankful for what you have and just let the word of God flow out of your mouth. Hallelujah. Holly and I were getting ready this morning, and we have such a wonderful atmosphere in our house. We were just sharing the word together, and I just told us, you know, it's so nice to have this atmosphere going on. Amen. Where the word is just being enriched in your life. You know, get a good CD, some good music, put it on and worship to it. Amen. And get some CDs out, listen to it. Get the word going in your life. Set a positive atmosphere. Amen. Don't fall into this negativity stuff. And man, you'll be so amazed with your life. It will change everything around you. It'll start being just green, man. Amen, because it's just the words that make a difference. And you start speaking God's word, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Every tongue that rises up against me shall be judged, man. Hallelujah. Wow, when I walk through the water, I know it's not going to overflow me. I'll walk through the fire, and I'm not even going to be burned. Amen. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Hallelujah. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. Whoa, man. I started listening to that, you know. Man, and husbands and wives, if you're here this morning, you need to speak words of life over each other. Amen. Speak words of life over each other. Encourage one another. Praise God. If you're single today, encourage yourself because nobody else is. Amen. Encourage yourself. Praise God. Just say, thank you, Jesus. I'm single. One less egg to fry, amen? One less man to pick up after, whatever, you know? Praise God. Start thinking. I have a friend of mine, man. He's gone through stuff, and I said, you know what? You need to just start being joyful where you are. No matter what state you're in, the Bible says to be content. Whether you're single, whether you're married, whether you're whatever, just thank God for Jesus every day. You get up, and it changes your life forever. Amen. Man, receive that abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness so you can reign in life as kings and priests. Praise God. Kings and priests. Kings and priests. Amen. Kings and priests. You're a king and a priest. Did you realize that? You're a king. You have authority. Amen. You have power. You have wealth. You're a priest. You serve the Lord. Praise the Lord. You're a king and a priest. Amen. But I just want to challenge you. This Christmas season, when we get together this week with families and friends, let's build it around Jesus. Let's just let our words be sweet. Let when Auntie M comes in and, you know, she's all upset and, you know, she's just about to fall apart. And, you know, you have one of those. I had one. Her name was Aunt May. When Aunt May came in, the atmosphere changed. It was bad. It was real bad. I remember as a kid, it was bad. It caused my dad to drink. My aunt would come over, my dad would go and get a PBR each time. And he'd give one to my uncle because he knew he needed it real bad because he had to live with her. Amen. And it was bad. Man, I remember that. I remember that. When she came in, everybody would be dreading Aunt May. Oh, my gosh, Aunt May's coming over. You know? And Aunt May loved to talk. You know? And it was always negative. It was never positive. It was how she was feeling. And she was never feeling. I never know one time in my life when my aunt came to our house and she said, I'm feeling good. You don't have any people like that in your family, do you? It's just in mine, right? I mean, every time she came over, it was all about how she was feeling and how bad she was feeling. And she wanted to know, tell everybody how bad she was feeling. And that got ingrained in our family. I got a brother, every time I see him, I say, how you doing? Mac, how you doing? I'm tired. Every time. I say, how you doing? I'm tired. Mac, how you doing? I'm tired. How you doing? I'm tired. Dude, I'm telling you guys, words, and you know what? He says it so much, he's tired. He believes it. I believe it now. He said it so much to me, I believe you're tired, Bubba. Bubba, I think you were tired. God just wants you to start saying things in your life. Watch your world change when you start to agree with that word on a constant basis. Amen. It will change. That baby is so cute. What a nugget. It will change. That's my ABCs kicking in. Amen. It will change. Praise God. Stand this morning. Amen. Give God some praise. Amen. Hallelujah. Look at that baby. That baby is so cute. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Teach that baby good words. I know you will. Amen. That baby grow up just saying, I love you, Jesus. Amen. I love you, Jesus. Jesus saying, I love you, baby. You're my baby. You're the precious one. You're the anointed one. Amen. God is good. Speak words over your children that are positive, impactful in their lives. Hallelujah. You know, be careful with what you're saying to your kids, even under pressure. When they're doing something wrong, you need to correct them in the right way.
Yeah. Amen. Amen.
With words that will not tear them down, but will impact them and build them up. There's ways to correct folks, and there's wrong ways to correct. Hello? Speak words over them. Amen. That's right. Hallelujah. Raise your hands today. Hallelujah. Father, we are blessed today because you made us a speaking spirit. You gave us the power of words in our lives. God, we choose your word to speak. We speak life today. We choose life today, God. We choose the wisdom of God out of our mouth today. Lord, under pressure of life, under things and circumstances, God, we choose to set our course to speak the word of life. Hallelujah. God, because when we do, wisdom fills our minds and our hearts. God, we are filled with the wisdom of God today. We know what to do and how to do it in every circumstance. Because of you, God, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. And God, our heart is filled with your word today. We line our mouth with the word of God today. And we call you blessed, God. We call ourselves blessed today, Lord. Amen. We thank you for that today. May this be a year of prosperity and divine favor and health, God. May we walk in that, Lord. Thank you for that, Lord. We thank you for that so much today. Hallelujah. God, we are the blessed of the Lord today. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Prospering in every area of our life. Total life prosperity, God. Thank you for that, Jesus. God, as we go today to celebrate the birth of Jesus as the family of God, we fellowship around you and each other. May our words be pleasant and sweet. God, may we enjoy this luncheon together. May it just bring back some precious times, Lord. And we just thank you for that. In the name of Jesus, amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Give him some praise. Amen. Woo! Turn to somebody this morning and say, I call myself blessed. How about you?